Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 29th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. This week's heat wave will continue with a high of 93 and a low of 77. There will be intermittent clouds. In our top story, North Carolina reported its largest one-day COVID-19 case increase since late February. There were over 2,600 new cases Wednesday, up 1,000 from the day before. The new cases are due to the spread of the Delta variant, a more transmissible form of the virus that causes COVID-19. The spread is happening largely among people who have not been vaccinated. Governor Roy Cooper will have a press conference today at 3 p.m. to talk about the state's response to the pandemic. He also is expected to respond to the latest mask guidance from the CDC, which recommends wearing masks in public places indoors, including schools, regardless of vaccination status. In education news, Duke University is going to require masks in most buildings for students, employees, and visitors. Masks will not be required in campus housing because of significantly lower exposure risk there. Duke is one of several colleges that is requiring vaccines from students, faculty, and staff this fall. Other universities in the Triangle and across the state have been following CDC guidance to develop policies about returning to dorms, classrooms, and public spaces. Most have not yet announced changes for the fall semester, which begins in August. In government news, anyone who works or volunteers at a state-run health care facility in North Carolina will need to be fully vaccinated by the end of September or risk losing their job. The new rules apply to employees, volunteers, and other staff. It applies to those who work in the 14 adult care homes, mental health hospitals, and other facilities throughout the state. About 75% of the staff is vaccinated already. But the centers have been hotspots for coronavirus cases in the past year. In sports, the Carolina Hurricanes took a gamble as NHL free agency began. The Canes signed defenseman Tony DeAngelo to a one-year, $1 million contract. DeAngelo's signing gives the Canes a player with solid offensive skills. But his personal background and behavior on and off the ice immediately caused a stir among Canes fans. He has been suspended for abusive behavior, and his social media also has attracted negative attention. And finally, today is National Chicken Wing Day, a day to celebrate one of the country's favorite finger foods. Chicken prices are up these days at some favorite wing shops. But there are plenty of places to sample. Go to newsobserver.com for our guide to favorite wing spots. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.